All right, this morning we're going to look at something in Baptist history, and this morning we're going to look at the man William Carey, who's called the father of modern missions. And we, not as familiar name, although we know that name, but not we think of Hudson Taylor and Adoniram Judson. William Carey was before all these men and really inspired these men to be missionaries. But William Carey was born on August 17th, 1761 in England. And he was born into a devout Anglican home. But as a young boy, he showed signs for something that would really, he would use most of his life. He had an avid appetite for books. He was most influenced by, interesting enough, The Voyages of Captain Cook and a grammar book, the biographies of David Brainer and John Eliot, and the Bible. And he became an apprentice as a shoemaker. And then because of a petty lying situation, the Lord really convicted his heart, and he became saved after that. He joined the Congregational Church there in his hometown. He was friends with, though, a man who was a Baptist, and that man and he studied the Greek together. Again, he was a very, very brilliant young man, and as he was studying the Greek, he realized that the Bible did not talk about infant baptism and did not talk about sprinkling, but was convicted that baptism by immersion was what the Scripture taught. And so he was baptized by a pastor, John Ryland, in 1783, and later joined the Baptist Church there in his hometown. He pastored successfully for a few years in a couple of churches, and it was during this time that he acquired a profound linguistic skills. And he studied Hebrew, Latin, Greek, French, and Dutch, and we will pick this up later as to how this led him in his life. But as he read his Bible, he was increasingly upset and dismayed with the fact that really the Christianity was not following the Great Commission, and probably hadn't for 1,500 years, maybe since the New Testament churches. And he wrote several books, but his big work was called An Inquiry into the Obligations of Christians to Use Means for the Conversion of the Heathen. And he argued that Jesus' Great Commission applied to all Christians for all times, and he was just really preached and taught this all over England as much as he could. And he said, multitudes sit at ease and give themselves no concern about the far greater part of their fellow sinners who to this day are lost in ignorance and idolatry. But he didn't stop there. He formed the first missionary society in England, in Kettering, in 1792, and at its inaugural meeting, he preached a sermon. And part of that sermon, we even remember today, he ended that sermon with the call, expect great things from God and attempt great things for God. Within a year, God had called him to the field, and through great hardship, getting ready for that, he had three children and a child on the way. So he packed up his pretty good-sized family and sailed for India with another man named John Thomas, who was a medical man, a former surgeon. And when they got to India, however, they had greatly underestimated what it was going to cost to live there. And his early years there were very miserable. He was forced to move repeatedly to find work to supplement his mission endeavors. Of course, his family was racked by many, many different illnesses. He wrote during that time, I am in a strange land, no Christian friend, a large family, and nothing to supply their wants. But then he said, well, I have God, and His word is sure. And this is characteristic of Carey as he went through some very terrible times, but it was all relying on the Lord. He began to learn Bengali, which was the language there. And immediately, in a few weeks, as he began to learn that language, began translating the Bible into Bengali so he could preach to small gatherings. He contracted malaria. His five-year-old son died very quickly thereafter. It became very much too much for his wife. His wife really, her mental state descended where eventually she had to be admitted to an asylum, but she suffered delusions. She threatened to kill him several times, attempted several times to kill him with a knife. Just a sad situation there. And then he wrote during this time, and I tell you this because I think it's interesting to see the deep struggles some of these men had. We think of this as a great man, but we don't really many times know all the things that went on during his life. But he said, this is indeed the valley of the shadow of death to me, he said. But then characteristically he added, but I rejoice that I am here, notwithstanding, and God is here. Well, He sought to give the Indian people as many literary tools as possible, so they'd be able to evangelize their own country after they were saved. And so he built a paper mill. He set up a printing press. He actually published the first Indian newspaper in India. And then he published the Bible in the language of, in the many languages, there are several languages, of course, there in India, of the people around him. He what's interesting here is he translated the Bible into 42 Oriental tongues. And actually, one author here says that made the Word of God accessible to a third of the entire world when he did that. And just amazing, really, his capabilities here during that time. He began a college to train young men for the ministry. It actually still is there today, training people in India for the ministry, and is a liberal arts college also. But that's really a testimony or a tribute to his original vision and his careful planning. He was a renowned botanist of all things in India. Was famous for his understanding of botany and his study in that science. But he also led efforts for some social reform, that some heathen practices in that country. And a couple of them I mentioned was infanticide, which is disposing of children, throwing them into the river when for religious or economic motives. He got laws passed to prohibit that. He also was able to get laws passed abolishing the ancient rite of burning the widow on the funeral pyre of their husband. I think they call that, I'm not sure what they call that, the sati. But so he got those things abolished in India because he saw that as a horrible waste of life, and especially those adults, you know, would die in heathenism and never be able to be saved. And so he was actually a couple centuries ahead of most of the world in some of these reforms. But many people call him the greatest and most versatile Christian missionary sent out in modern times, because it's interesting that, as I mentioned, Livingston and Hudson Taylor and Adoniram Judson all look back to his influence and his great testimony as to why the Lord called them to the mission field. And so this morning, just look at a great man of God that we really overlook sometimes in our study of these great English missionaries, but William Carey, the father of modern missions. All right, ushers, if you'll come.